ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
There'll one day be a bust. Edith Vale.
I think the last thing people want to see is your bust.
Wow.
Come on, Edie, can't I just have one more biscuit, please?
No, Maureen, the doctor said absolutely no more biscuits. It could kill you.
I'm practically dying anyway without eating them.
No.
Who have we got on the pod today?
We've got that lovely New Zealander comedian bloke from the television, you know, Ray O'Leary.
Ah, New Zealand. I'll speak slowly then.
Yes, good idea. Should we get started?
Come on, Edie. Just one little Monte Carlo. What about the chocolate one with the chocolate in the middle? Just Kingston. What about a dry old arrowroot?
Maureen, no. The doctor said no. Hello, viewers, and welcome to another cuppa with Granny Bingo, where we dunk our guests into a hot cup of tea and see if we can get them into our mouths before they fall apart. Today we're joined by comedian, actor, and professional New Zealander, Ray O'Leary. Hello, and welcome to the show, Ray.
Hello. Hello.
On you, mate. Put it there, champion.
Lovely to meet you, Maureen.
Good job so far, Ray. Any of the cameras, you just look into them.
Oh, thank you, Edith.
We'll cut around you. Now, I do have to apologise before we get started, Ray, about Maureen. The doctor has put her on a strictly no-biscuit diet, all right?
I said, finish my life now.
She's been sniffing around like a cat on heat, so just keep an eye out for her. She's
getting the sweats.
I've had to throw them all out.
Is it any kind of biscuit?
Every kind of biscuit. Not even dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits.
Shocking. Shocking. Don't get old, Ray. That's the only advice I can give you. Now, listen, before you entered the big, brave world of comedy, Ray, you were studying at university, weren't you? What were you studying?
I studied philosophy.
Philosophy.
Yes,
wonderful. Philosophy. I don't think we have that here in Australia. What is philosophy? Can you explain how it works?
What is philosophy? It's like, I would say it's sort of trying to answer questions about the world around us that science is not able to answer.
That's what this podcast is, really.
Pretty much.
We're sort of doing philosophy. Would you say this is philosophy?
Absolutely not.
Is not philosophy?
No. Which part of this do you think is...
Well, we're answering questions about the world around us. So.
I've got a question. Why are you such a smart ass?
I'm not a smart ass. I went to university.
We went
to university too, and ours was free. So. How's the philosophy
all right,
on that?
All right, smarty pants, maybe explain a little bit better what philosophy is.
So you think, I think I explained it well.
So
well,
it's what, explaining the world around us.
Yeah. So sort of answering deep questions about the nature of the universe.
Give me one of the questions and I'll answer it.
Do we have free will?
They have a free wills week when you can fill out your will.
They do it in the common room here at the home.
Do they
have a lawyer come in and they sign
off. One of the nurses has asked me to put his name on my will. I'm not sure about it yet.
Do you have a lot of stuff?
I do have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of investment properties, Ray.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, that must be nice.
I actually own a lot of New Zealand, Ray. Really? I could have owned the house you grew up in. Now, tell me, Ray, when you were doing this university course, you're learning about, what is will, you know,
what is free will?
Free will. What is air? What is around us? What is water?
Not as water.
You talk about this philosophy business. My mother was, now that you've explained it, a philosophist.
Philosopher.
And she used to. She was a sort of an at-home philosopher.
A kitchen philosopher.
A kitchen philosopher. She'd look out the back window during the day,
doing
the chores and all that sort of stuff. And Dad would come home and he'd say, "What did you do today?" She goes, "Well, I thought," and he would say, "I'm going to go to the shed, Eileen." And we practically didn't see Dad most of our lives growing up.
Anyway, Maureen's mum had a philosophy that was everyone's got a bum, which was, if something went wrong or, someone was acting a bit up themselves, she'd say, well, everyone's...
We've all got a bum.
We've all got a bum. Is that a philosophy you're familiar with?
Well, I mean, I agree that everyone does have a bum, but I didn't go to university to study whether or not everyone has a bum.
But perhaps Maureen's mother, Eileen, there, who stumbled. She, you know, you think
Eileen
of the great
Gunt.
Philosophers, Eileen Gunt. You think of Nietzsche.
Yep.
You think of Aristotle. You'd think of Eileen Gunt. Because in a way, she has really summed up what a lot of them were trying to say.
No, none of them were trying
everyone
to say.
Everyone has got a bum.
That is not really close, even
good
close.
Good point, Ray.
No, I'm not agreeing. I did study a Prussian philosopher called Immanuel Kant.
Did he have a surname?
Well, you could be related, though, Maureen, because I think the changed their name when they got to Australia. They put the
to Gunt.
To Gunt, yes, they were in hiding.
Yep.
Now, I saw online that for a while there you were working as a public servant. Was that in New Zealand or here? Because I don't want to sound racist, all right?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to be
not
racist and stuff, but I didn't know that New Zealand had public servants.
Okay, well, that is racist. No, we do have a public service. That's how the government provides goods and services.
Wonderful. What were you doing for the public service?
I was a policy advisor for the Department of Corrections.
That makes sense. Why?
What does that mean?
Now, I want to know then, if you've left the public service, why do you still dress like you're in the public service?
Good question. Good question.
I thought I'd just dress up nice, maybe to impress. You know, this has been filmed. It's going on the internet, I'm told. I thought I'd dress up nice for you guys.
Well, that's nice.
I will say it's one of the things I noticed about you, because we, of course, dressed up today for when we have guests coming over. And I did think to myself, it's nice to see a young bloke dressing up, because a lot of these younger people now, they get around in gym gear. Oh, I'm in gym gear to get my khaki bowl. Here I go. You know, and you walked in with this suit. And I thought to myself, how nice.
Now, I'm wondering, Ray, I've seen things online that people dress up to go to your shows. They dress up as you to go to your show.
Yes,
how can
true.
You be certain that they're dressing up as you? How can you be certain it's not just some poor man down on his luck who couldn't buy a new suit that fits? Or perhaps, you know, a single dad that's just doing his best to get by with what little resources he has, or even just somebody that perhaps stopped by a donation bin on the way to the show and just shoved their arm in the donation bin and grabbed whatever was lying on the top of the pile and thought, that's fine, I'll pop that on and go to the theatre. How do you know it's not one of those people?
I guess I don't.
Well, that's a philosophy you might want to ponder. There we go. We're raising all sorts of philosophical questions.
I know they haven't plucked it from the donation box, because that's what I'm doing on the way to the show.
Right.
That's where I'm getting my clothes from.
Yes. I was wondering what happened to all of those top man ties after it shut down.
Now, it says here that you're inspired by Alan DeGeneres. Oh, that's on the bird on the TV. What specifically about Ellen? Is it the lesbianism? Or are you a monster on set too? Are you a big boy?
Or is it the fashion, perhaps? Very Ellen vibes going on.
Oh, thank you. Yes. No, I think, it was her stand-up comedy. I'll say I gave that quote before her. You know,
before we knew what she was like.
Before we
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. Is that? I don't think the COVID
it's
was...
one of those quotes that comes to haunt you, doesn't it?
Yes.
Much sort of like everyone has a bum. In the very end, Mrs. Gunt...
She didn't.
They had... She had to have a procedure on her colon. She ended up with a semicolon, actually. And, at the end she didn't really have a bum, quite sadly.
So
we all have quotes that we regret saying.
Yes. I'd already had it put on her tombstone. I had to get it scratched off.
Mm.
Now, I'm a Sagittarius.
Sorry, you put everyone has a bum on your mum's tombstone.
Before she was dead too, apparently.
You'd pre-ordered her tombstone.
How do you know when someone's going to die? I mean, you're better to have the tombstone. Because what are they going to do, come up with a new saying 5 minutes before they die?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I don't think she was going to have any kids. She didn't have a bum. Now, Ray, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm sort of adventurous and an optimistic person, a bit of the life of the party. And Edith is a Virgo, so she's very tall and autocratic.
Okay.
It says here that you're a vegan. What does that make you?
It's not a star sign. It's nothing to do with that. It means
it's more of a philosophy, is it?
Well, I mean, yes, actually, that is correct. That's the first right thing you've said. all day. But it's
I'm very right. Actually, no one's accused me of not being far right enough, to be honest with you, before. Yes, but not, anyway, keep going.
I could tell from the investment properties.
Thank you.
But it means I don't consume animal products. So I don't eat meat, don't eat dairy.
What about chicken?
Chicken's a type of meat.
Fish?
Fish is a type of meat.
Seafood, crabs.
Seafood's a type of fish, and crabs.
What about ducks? I've always wondered about ducks because they're in the air, they can go on the land and the water. Does that cancel out?
They're practically air, aren't they, oxygen?
But, yeah, but what do you mean that it cancels it out?
Say we go to
A submarine.
Let's go to a Heston blooming onion fall. What's his name?
Blooming hell, blooming heck.
Algae. Blooming Heston. You know this bloke on the telly. You go to one of his fancy restaurants and he has a algae bloom surprise.
Have algae?
How can you have that?
Yeah, I can have algae, but that sounds...
That's alive, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's not a plant.
Is it not a...
So you've just killed thousands of algae.
Well,
There we go. You might as well give it up.
The algae shall not bloom in the winter.
Algae is perfectly okay to... That doesn't have a...
I believe it's a microbe it's a sentient being.
No, it's not sentient. It doesn't have a central nervous system.
This is a philosophy.
No, it's not.
A new philosophy.
No, we have not discovered. Scientists...
One day you see these busts in universities. There's Nietzsche. There's... Aristotle, that's the two.
And
then there's
twice.
Pythagoras. He had a theory, not so much.
He was more known for his mathematics.
Anyway, there'll one day be a bust. Edith Vale.
The last, like this. I think the last thing people want to see is your bust.
Whoa. Okay, now we're just getting personal. There isn't much to see, Ray. It's like someone's put a couple of Tic Tacs on an ironing board.
Are you two related? I don't understand. What's the dynamic, actually?
Technically, we're de factos.
Mm. Oh, you're dating?
No, we tried it once in the 70s. Everyone was doing it, but never again.
So you two are sort of a bit of a big fan of Ellen DeGeneres yourself?
I don't think so. I've never heard of him. I think the reason we're de factos is because just by, you know, nature. The government said, well, our tax accountant actually said to us, according to tax, after 2.5 years of living together, you're
lesbian.
De facto. Yeah. And they never asked to see what we did together. No. They just knew that we slept in the same bed, top to toe, head to tail. Yep. You still meet up in the middle. You know what I mean?
And every now and then we do like to go to Bunnings. But other than that, it's purely platonic.
Something.
What are you doing in Bunnings that makes it non-platonic?
You don't know many lesbians, do you, Ray?
We make sure we check out at different registers.
Okay, yeah.
Well, up next, we're going to do one of our favourite little segments called 20 Questions with Granny Bingo. Now, what's going to happen here, Ray, is that we're going to... Sorry, Ray, I'm so sorry about this. I had a little bit of second helping of prune juice. At the buffet here at the nursing home this morning. I'm going to have to... I'll try and soldier on with 20 questions.
Very unprofessional.
I'm sorry, this has gone right through me. I've to coin a New Zealand term for you, Ray, there's a fire in the hobbit hole. I'm going to have to go and sort this out. Are you all right? Do you want to do the 20 questions with Ray? Well,
I'm really prepared
gone.
To
all right.
do it.
All right. I won't be a second. Sorry, everyone.
Okay. So, welcome to 20 Questions with Maureen McGillicuddy Knee Gunt. Is she gone?
Yeah, I think she's
now, gone. I don't know about you, Ray, but this biscuit malarkey that they've got me on is just rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you like biscuits? I can get you vegan.
I mean, yeah, I like biscuits. Yeah.
I might go and get some biscuits while she's gone. Now, Ray.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself 20 questions.
You want me to ask?
You just ask. We've got to keep
You want me to
going.
Interview myself?
You'll help me get up, won't you?
Or you need a hand getting up?
No, I'm fine. I'm an independent woman.
And so, and you're just... So, and I just...
You just do...
I just... all right. It's 20 questions with me, Ray O'Leary. I guess, how does a game of 20 questions work? I guess... I'm thinking of something. Is it an animal, a vegetable, or a mineral? It's an animal. where does the animal live? There's another one of them. Hello? Where are you? No, I need someone to fill the air. I'm still thinking of an animal. It does live in elk. That's quite a lot of biscuits. That's quite a lot of biscuits.
No, it's not. That's not too much.
That's quite a lot.
That'd be a nightly. That'd be my daily intake.
Would
you like one?
I don't know
if the cream one's vegan or not. No, but
just one straight from your hand.
Sorry about this. I'm back, Ray. Sorry about that. My goodness. Annabelle Krabs has never done what I just did in there. And I would like to apologise to the ABC flunky that has to sort that out. That is going to cost the taxpayer a pretty penny. Maureen, there's biscuits everywhere. Where have they come from? Ray, where did you get those biscuits from? This is disgusting. This is the exact thing I'm concerned
about. Comedians
like this trying to kill their fellow comedian.
Jesus.
He'll do anything to get on. Have you been paying the taskmaster or whatever it's called? Knocking off a fellow comedian. Absolutely shocking. What would Jacinda Ardern say, Ray? You know? What would Peter Jackson say, Ray?
Peter Jackson?
What would Mel the Jesus guy say? What would he say, love?
Mel Gibson?
You should have a good hard think about yourself, Ray. You're really not representing your country very well. Australia is very welcoming to people from other countries, but you're starting to put a bit of a sour note on it.
Edith, the biscuits that Ray shoved down my throat, I need to go to the doctor straight away.
All right, we'll wrap this one up.
Is happening.
Well, Ray, thank you for joining us for this fascinating window into your life.
Yes. No.
And thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Another Cuppa. We look forward to seeing you next time, and don't forget to like and recommend it to your best Dungeons & Dragons friends.
Yes. Until next time, though, hooroo, ta-ta, wave to the camera. Another cup of Maureen? We'll wash that down before we go to the doctors. Do you drink tea, Ray?
Yeah, I'll have one, but I'd like to go,
I don't know if we have much left, unfortunately.